This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, where we are, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And just a quick update. I heard a rumor that Bitcoin Gold forked today. And when I mentioned that before the show, Johnson was like, huh? Bitcoin Gold? What's that? Well, I don't know if we're ever going to get to find out. I don't know if Bitcoin Gold is popular enough to really, like, survive a fork. But I guess we'll see. And if anybody knows anything about that, because I literally have been running all over New Hampshire here today and, you know, been doing a bunch of different stuff. Went to court this morning and I was expecting to go on trial for a misuse of plates charge. But it ended up being continued because the judge in the case apparently was stuck in an airport. So now that's going to be put off until January. So
is that where you, like, eat soup off of the
misuse of plates? Okay. Well, the thing is, they're arguing that I misused their plates, but I wasn't misusing state plates. There was a state plate on the car. It was just on the front. And the statute, the misuse of plate statute here in New Hampshire says that you're supposed to display the properly assigned plate. It doesn't say where you have to display it. So it was on display, just on the front of the car, and I got pulled over because I had a Shire plate on the back of the car that I was driving at the time.
I'm glad you've got hobbies.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. Freedom to travel, I think, is an important thing to do. And so anyway.
This isn't freedom to travel. You're displaying the plates. You're just screwing with cops.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so I got the ticket for that, and we were going to go to court today, and I had 4 pages of questions that I've written up for the cop, and we were going to have a lot of fun, man, and unfortunately it just didn't happen today. But that's okay, because I didn't really promote it at all, so maybe now that it's scheduled for a couple months out, we'll go ahead and promote that. So that happened today, and then we ended up going, Daryl and I went to Concord, where they had the Committee to Study Cryptocurrency had met for the first time this particular season. So they're supposed to meet once a year at least in order to study cryptocurrency and determine whether or not the state house needs to take some sort of action to either make laws or remove laws or whatever. And, of course, this year the state government actually deregulated cryptocurrency. It wasn't regulated a whole lot, but they had passed a few years ago to much fanfare and, you know, much ballyhooing in the news media, especially in the Bitcoin world. They had passed a regulation that basically added Bitcoin to the money transmitter statutes, added cryptocurrency to the money transmitter statutes, and, you know, almost every state has these things. They're supposedly designed to, you know, keep money out of the hands of terrorists or drug dealers or something, as though that actually somehow stops them from getting money.
But yeah, because terrorists and drug dealers are really worried about New Hampshire's money transmitter laws.
Yeah. So anyway, this committee, they were the ones who came up with the proposal last year based on input from people like us. In fact, a lot of Free Talk Live hosts went to these committee hearings. You might have gone to one, Mark.
I did.
And we testified against further regulation of Bitcoin and testified in favor of deregulating Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And you know what? They listened to us, and they actually put together one of the lady reps on the committee. She Barbara Biggie, I believe is her name. She put together a bill that basically removed cryptocurrency from the money transmitter regulations. To be more clear, it made it so that any business that does business exclusively with or that transfers money exclusively as cryptocurrency shall not be part of the money transmitter, won't be considered money transmission. Whereas if you're converting from or if you're if you're being a money transmitter, the definition of that would be, Mark, if I give you $20 and I say, Mark, you need to give that $20 to Johnson and I pay you for that service, yep, that makes you a money transmitter by the state and the federal government's definition.
Makes sense.
If I were to give you $20 and say, Mark, you need to give Johnson $20 worth of Bitcoin and pay you for that service, that would still qualify you as a money transmitter. However, if I were to give you a Bitcoin and pay you for the service of sending that Bitcoin to Johnson, why you would want to offer a service like that doesn't make any sense. But that is deregulated. So anything as far as like all crypto going one direction or another as a business money transmitter, not considered money transmitter in New Hampshire. So they have deregulated cryptocurrency here, which is great news. And so part of the point of their meeting today was to look at the last few months and say, well, has this deregulation of cryptocurrency resulted in further complaints to the Banking Commission? And the Banking Commission lady's there. She's on the panel, and she... I'm pretty sure she's trying to kind of distract people or maybe obscure what's going on here. But they asked her, were there any complaints? And she was like, I'll have to check on that. No, you would know. If there were complaints, you would have been, oh, yeah, there were a dozen complaints about blah, 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 blah. And so, no, of course there weren't any complaints about cryptocurrency to the Banking Commission. But ultimately, the commission or the committee that's just study cryptocurrency.
We need to get our friends to write complaints so that we can have complaints, because that's what we do. We're a commission, and we take people's complaints.
Don't give them any ideas, Mark. They might be listening to the show.
I'm sure they have that idea already.
Complaint commission on complaints.
Take a look at the school board meetings, and you'll see that the teachers show up.
Well, in this case, there really wasn't anything to talk about as far as there weren't any real complaints that she could mention. There wasn't really anything else that anybody seemed to want to do with cryptocurrency. Nobody on the panel proposed further regulations. And so the, you know, sort of the results of the meeting today, which is the one meeting they're required to have every year, was that they appointed the chairman of the committee and then they decided to not do anything about cryptocurrency. So, yay! That's good news. When the government decides to not regulate something, ultimately, that's good news, as opposed to them choosing to regulate, choosing to, you know, get into something and start controlling businesses.
So it looks like Bitcoin Gold came out, it topped up at just over $500.
Wow.
And now it's trading somewhere down...
$2?
About $150.
$1.50.
$150.
Oh, $150. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, but it just kind of took Bitcoin down with it.
It took Bitcoin down?
Well, Bitcoin's been down all day.
Oh, that's why.
I mean, you could say it's, well, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah, you never know, right? When Bitcoin does one thing or another, you never know what the reason for it is.
Investopedia.com says Bitcoin price declines as Bitcoin Gold forks from main branch.
Bitcoin, however, declined more than Bitcoin Gold today, didn't it? Because if Bitcoin Gold's at $150, or you said it was $300 to start, I think Bitcoin went down like $300 today.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
It went down some. I mean,
yeah. So we can talk more about Bitcoin Gold coming up here in moments. I know, Johnson, you wanted to talk about the third rail of talk radio.
Yes, this is
abortion. Accurate. We can get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. But anyway, I just wanted to share the good news about New Hampshire. The commission or the Committee on Cryptocurrency Study did not choose to do anything. There was like, everything seems fine. Crypto's fine. Have a nice day. And I got the whole thing on video. It was a little longer than my summary, but we'll put that up over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. For those of you that have been following along, and especially those of you who are cryptocurrency fans out there, and maybe you're looking for a community of cryptocurrency-loving people, people who are like the people on this show, like the Derek J. and Steven, who we've had call in and talk about their Bitcoin shop, where we broadcast from last month, and all of the great outreach that's been going on here, the large number of businesses that are accepting cryptocurrencies. Mark, you just brought one on board today. Massage Therapist is on board with cryptocurrency.
No, we just told you about it today.
We did it
a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. We just brought on a bar here in the Keene area. Derek and Steven just brought in a restaurant out in Portsmouth. I mean, they just keep on coming. And that's because we've got the activists here. We've got the concentration of activism here unlike anywhere else. Not just libertarians, but a lot of cryptocurrency libertarians are here, and they're doing things in New Hampshire. In fact, we're going to be working on a flyer that hopefully I'll have in time for the upcoming Texas Bitcoin conference that we're going to attend this weekend that will actually help us recruit cryptocurrency people to move to New Hampshire. Because if you want cryptocurrency to take hold, if you want it to become popular, you have to make it that way by making people think it's popular. And the easy way to do that is by bringing a bunch of people who agree with that thing, that whatever it's liberty or crypto or whatever, to the same place. So you can learn more about moving to New Hampshire if you're a libertarian and you're a cryptocurrency lover over at 101reasonsfilm.com. Check that out. It's a great documentary. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
in. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. I heard just the other day that our Thursday night co-host, Chris, he is accepting Dash and other cryptocurrencies at his business, and he says Dash is number two. So as far as, like, Bitcoin's number one, as far as the cryptocurrencies that he's getting from his customers, and Dash is number two. So it's good to know that. People are, I think they value Dash as a sort of low-cost alternative to Bitcoin in the marketplace, with the Bitcoin fees in the range of 50 cents to $1.50 over the last several days and weeks even. People are looking for other options, and Dash is that option. It's a great one. Check it out at Dash.org.
Yeah, after the Bitcoin fork today, Dash and pretty much every other altcoin out there went up against Bitcoin. So went up meaning, it went up in value versus Bitcoin. And Dash is up 11, almost 12% today.
Wow.
Against Bitcoin.
That's incredible. All right, so let's go. Speaking of Bitcoin, we're going to get into Johnson's story here about abortion in moments. But first, libertarian banker is on the line calling somewhere in the United States. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love that you guys are on the topic of Bitcoin. I actually wanted to call about that tonight. You guys put me on to Bitcoin. I actually bought my first one early this year.
Oh, right.
And I bought some Dash as well and made some really good money on it. So really happy you guys put me on to it. But I had one story I wanted to tell you and then a question I wanted to ask you is when I was first getting into Bitcoin and crypto, one thing I learned right really early on was to take it small at first and make sure things work before you send any kind of large amount of money.
Right.
Because I lost about $300 trying to send something through shapeshift.io. Maybe I didn't set up the wallet incorrectly. I was trying to buy some Ethereum and totally lost my $300. It is literally in the ether somewhere.
Damn.
So, but anyway, so I learned that lesson early on. You always want to test things before you send any sort of large amount of money.
Yeah,
but the question I did have for you guys is regarding the Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Gold. I bought Bitcoin prior to Bitcoin Cash splitting, so I have some Bitcoin Cash. I just don't know how to access it. I'm using the Jax.io wallet to hold my crypto, but I mean, they haven't put out any updates as far as when they're accepting Bitcoin Cash, so I didn't know if you guys would recommend something.
They're putting updates out every week on their progress on Bitcoin Cash. You're just not watching them on Twitter.
Twitter, okay.
I'm keeping an eye on them on Twitter to be able to give that news. It's been right around the corner.
You don't have to wait. You can just go, and if you have an Android device, you can download Coinomi, which is a great, from what I can tell, it seems to work very well.
Do they have a PC version of that?
No.
Nope.
As far as PC goes, there are other options. So there's, let's see. Electron Cash is one of them, where if you can export your keys from Jax, you can import them.
The 12-word code.
You wouldn't use the 12-word. You'd be exporting the private keys. So there are ways to do that with Jax. But anyway, this gets a little too technical as far as our listening audience is concerned.
Those are good. What was that last one you said again?
Electron Cash.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I've heard the Coinomi one as well, too.
Yeah, Coinomi is a great multi-currency wallet that that we've been using here behind the scenes for some things, and it's worked pretty well so far.
Very good. Well, hey, I appreciate that, guys. And this Bitcoin Gold thing is kind of interesting, too, so I have to wait and see through that. And I'll tell you, I've tripled my money on Dash. Bitcoin, I've only doubled my money, so I do like Dash.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. According to the coin-related websites out here, CoinDesk, in this case, Bitcoin Gold website down following a denial of service attack. So I guess in the midst of the big switchover, the big fork, apparently they got hit.
A new site has popped up in World War Geek and promptly mowed down by machine gun fire.
Yeah, so we're going to keep an eye on the Bitcoin Gold thing. Johnson, you'd asked earlier, well, what is it? As I understand it, the proposal with Bitcoin Gold is to make it so the average computer with a graphics card can mine Bitcoin. So at some point, you could do this with Bitcoin. And
sure,
then
I roll my eyes at this. This is ridiculous.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know whether it's a good idea or not, but that's what they're doing. And so the idea was, back in the day with Bitcoin, your average computer could mine Bitcoin. But then at some point, and I don't know what the reason was for this, some point they decided to make these ASIC things the only thing that could mine. An ASIC is like a special chip or
something?
I don't
think that that's the case,
no?
If I may give you my understanding of it, and then you can critique that. At one point, you needed, computers mined Bitcoin, right? And then they found that graphics cards mined Bitcoin better.
Right.
So they'd set up these sort of banks of graphic cards.
Right.
And it was easy to get graphics cards back then. They weren't that much. Now, it's really difficult to get graphics cards because everybody's mining with the darn things.
Mm.
At one point, you could walk up to a mountain. There would be deposits of gold right on the side of the mountain. And you could just hit it with a hammer and gold would fall off.
Yeah.
And then you had to dig into the mountain. And then you had flex that you were getting out of a river because you could only get tiny little amounts of it, and then you had to have specialized equipment.
You're giving an analogy to...
Yeah. And so, mining, it's exactly like getting gold by going to a mountain to try and find gold. It's costly, and it's a waste of time. If you want gold, buy gold.
Okay,
if you want
that's
Bitcoin,
a whole other discussion.
Buy into Bitcoin.
That's a whole other discussion, because you're talking about, for the average person, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But for the fanatics who want to mine Bitcoin, we need to have people mine Bitcoin, because if people don't mine it...
And
then
it might make sense if you have free electricity. If you don't have free electricity, you're wasting your time.
It's usually not going to work out for you if you have to pay an electricity bill. And even if you do have to pay the electricity bill, I've still seen people fail at Bitcoin mining, even when the electricity
was
free.
You're using renewable wind or solar or something like that, you're just you're setting money on fire.
But I liked your example about the gold. So, Mark, are you saying that you could still mine Bitcoin with a graphics card, but it just wouldn't do much because you're competing with all these specialized miners?
It'd be the equivalent of winning the lottery.
Okay. See, I didn't realize that. I thought that at some point they flipped that off. So it's just the market deciding nobody wants to use graphics cards because it's not competitive.
It's an arms race.
I see.
And
so Bitcoin Gold then has said, we're just going to cut off the ASICs, the fancy miner.
No, they're just going to make different kinds of ASICs.
Huh. Okay. I guess I don't know enough about Bitcoin Gold. Toll-free number here. My understanding was they were going to make it so graphics cards could mine Bitcoin again. That was what I understood Bitcoin Gold to be. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, we're going to switch gears into abortion, and this is Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the free time for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we're learning a little bit about this Bitcoin Gold, which is the newest fork of Bitcoin. Now there are three Bitcoins out there, three types of Bitcoin, three networks. There was Bitcoin originally, and now there's Bitcoin Cash. And as of today, there is now Bitcoin Gold. Although I had heard that the Bitcoin Gold has what's called a pre-mine, or some sort of pre-mining period, to where it actually won't be something that anybody but the founders can mine for a certain period of time, so they can get themselves rich.
All I know is that each time my Cassatius error coin keeps going up dramatically.
This is a physical Bitcoin referring to, that is kind of like a gimmick more than anything else, but they're worth quite a bit of money.
It's just worth quite a bit of money, and now have three different cryptocurrencies embedded
in that one coin. That's right. Correct. Yeah. Getting access to it's a whole other story, but you can do it if you put enough time and effort into it. So for those that don't know, when Bitcoin forks into two different types of Bitcoin, or in this case it forked again into two types, so now there's three total, the person holding Bitcoin prior to the fork, in your case, Johnson, you have a Bitcoin mm-hmm. on this physical thing, which is basically just a physical coin with a series of numbers on it.
It basically looks like a Chuck E. Cheese token, except it was outfitted for Bitcoin.
Right. So after the fork, you now have Bitcoin, and you have one Bitcoin Gold, right. One of these new Bitcoin Gold things. Now, getting access to the Bitcoin Gold is not going to be easy right away. And apparently, I was looking here, Mark, at why they're saying that Bitcoin Gold is designed for graphics cards, because we were talking about how the original Bitcoin, there was just so much competition in mining that these fancy mining computers called ASICs came out, and they basically crushed all the people that were running mining on their graphics cards.
Right. And now, ASIC stands for something. Can you tell me what that is?
No, I can't. But anyway, so what they've done here with Bitcoin Gold, according to the Bitcoin Gold site, is they've implemented something called Equihash. And so there's a different type of mining that's going to be going on here, yeah. Where they say, as I understand it, the Equihash makes it more fair for people that are mining with a graphics card because it's based on the amount of RAM, not the computer, maybe?
Right, so maybe they'll just come up with their own application-specific integrated circuit that will mine Bitcoin Gold better, assuming Bitcoin Gold doesn't just end up in the dustbin of history.
Yeah, I mean, it's in its earliest hours right now, so we don't know if it's going to survive this birth or not, but as of right now, technically it exists. You said they're trading somewhere, or a week ago, no exchanges had announced that they were going to pick up Bitcoin Gold, so I don't know how many of them have it, but I suspect not many. And I've heard that,
there's a bad just marketing there. And it just harkens back pretty directly to eGold, which we all know was
that
a
failed.
Disaster.
Didn't the government raid them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was that the responsible? That was the reason why they
so.
Were under?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's a developing situation. Nobody really thought this Bitcoin Gold thing was going to really be anything, and maybe it's too early to really call this one. But if people are trading it, they may be trading futures, or maybe there is an exchange out there that has allowed people to have the Bitcoin Gold, because what I heard was that there was some sort of a pre-mine. And again, I haven't looked into that. We're just talking about rumors here at this point. The site is back online, the Bitcoin Gold site, but obviously we're kind of somewhat in the dark on exactly what it is. But supposedly a more fair mining system is the big pitch behind Bitcoin Gold.
Well, I wish I could say I hope all the best for them.
Well, I mean, you've got some of it. Are you going to sell it or are you going to hold on to it?
I'm not going to do anything. I don't expect...
You don't think it's going to survive?
No, I don't think it's going to survive. I mean, no. I'm not going to make the effort to try to get into an exchange because I prefer to hold my crypto off of an exchange. And,
right.
I didn't get it into an exchange, didn't intend to. And, this is, I just don't consider it important.
By the way, the Equihash mining thing is what the Zcash coin uses. So there's a very privacy-oriented currency called Zcash, and they're using the Equihash. So it's not the first time that this thing has been used. And again, if you know more about the Bitcoin Gold, maybe you're excited about it. I've not talked to anybody. Most people don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Those that do know about it don't think it's going to survive, or they're quite skeptical towards it. But technically, people who had mined Bitcoin before who could not mine it today because of these ASICs, they do, if they want to, they can try mining this thing now, right? Like, they can get back into it. Of course, they could have already been mining other things like Litecoin or, the zillion other cryptocurrencies out there. So why would they want to switch to this new Bitcoin Gold when they've already got all these other things? Anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here. Johnson, let's change gears. Let's get into your story. You were really hot on this piece. From where? About abortion.
This is from Daily Wire. .com.
Okay.
And it's just interesting. It's both sides of an argument, sort of. It's an attack on a Twitter thread that went viral. The title is, "This Pro-Abortion Fanatic Presented a Thought Experiment Destroying Pro-Lifers. Here are four reasons he fails dramatically."
Okay.
Four reasons a pro-abortion person fails to destroy pro-lifers.
Yes.
Okay.
On Tuesday morning, a pro-abortion Twitter thread went viral. The thread posited a thought experiment the author claimed to be original, though it has existed in one form or another for over a decade. I first became aware of the thought
experiment. I used it on air.
and I haven't read this, so I don't know what it is.
The terminology pro-abortion obviously shows where this person is, right? Because pro-life, pro-life, and pro-choice is what they would call themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
I first became aware of the thought experiment from Harvard philosopher Michael Sandel, who was arguing in favor of fetal stem cell research at the time. Here's the hypothetical, according to Patrick S. Tomlinson, a comic and author of the Ark trilogy. Tomlinson's scorn for the pro-life movement pours from his verbiage. Whenever abortion comes up, I have a question I've been asking for 10 years now of the Life Begins at Conception crowd. In 10 years, no one has ever answered it honestly.
All right.
I'll answer it honestly for you.
Yeah. Because you're pro-life?
I my position's a bit nuanced, but I think that I fall into the pro-life camp, yeah.
But you wouldn't use the government to force your views
on
others?
I think the government has been a poor arbiter of, what would constitute handling abortion up to this point. I think that also, going a bit further, the pro-lifers, do a lot of shaming. They don't do a lot of adopting.
Mm. Okay.
So let's get into the scenario that hasn't ever been answered honestly. It's a simple scenario with two outcomes. No one ever wants to pick one because the correct answer destroys their argument. And there is a correct answer, which is why the pro-life crowd hates this question.
Hmm.
Here it is. You're in a fertility clinic. Why isn't important? A fire alarm goes off. You run for the exit. As you run down this hallway, you hear a child screaming from behind a door. You throw open the door and find a 5-year-old crying for help. There in the corner of the room, in the other corner, you spot a frozen container labeled 1,000 viable human embryos. The smoke is rising. You start to choke. You know you can grab one or the other, but not both, before you succumb to smoke inhalation and die, saving no one. Do you, A, save the child, or B, save the 1,000 embryos?
Or C, save yourself.
There is no C. C means you all die, because you could die. You could potentially die of smoke inhalation if you're hesitating or trying to do something else.
So, to honestly,
it's a great question.
I suppose there is a C of you leave and save none of them.
That's what I was suggesting. Yeah. Yeah, you just skedaddle.
Right. My honest answer to the question is I will save the child. Now, I have another question that will destroy.
You apparently are the first person to ever answer that question.
Right. The first person ever. I will now destroy this stupid thought experiment. You now have the ability to save by simply pulling a lever. You can save one of these two people.
Okay, can we keep going?
No.
This is in the article. Your answer to this is in this article.
I don't think it is.
It certainly is.
You heard it on Facebook?
No, it's in. I know what you're about to say, but we'll.
All right, we're going to get to it. Coming up here in moments, your calls and thoughts, because I thought it was a good question. I mean, it makes sense to me. You save the real life. 855-453. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's me, Ian.
And it's me, Johnson.
And me, Mark.
We're talking about a question regarding anti-abortion, pro-abortion people, or pro-choice versus anti-choice or pro-life or whatever you want to call these different sides. I'm sure each person probably has their own name for what they believe. But the question that you had asked, Johnson, was being posited by a guy who claims that he's been asking pro-lifers this question for 10 years and not a single one of them has ever answered it. Mark, you just answered it tonight, which makes you the first person, according to this guy, first pro-lifer to ever answer the question. And the question was something about if you're in a burning fertility clinic and you can only save a 5-year-old child or 1,000 unfertilized, was it fertilized?
Viable human embryos.
From burning to death. You can only save one due to the time constraints. Which do you save? And Mark, you said you would save the 5-year-old child.
That's correct.
But you say you're going to destroy that argument or that question here in a moment. So stand by with that. But let's go to Dave Ridley. He's on the line here from New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I have an update with regard to State Rep. Caleb Dyer in New Hampshire.
That's the Libertarian Party state representative. He was the first of three, actually, this year, three state reps. He's was a Republican originally. He was elected as a Republican. He changed to the Libertarian Party, setting off, I wouldn't call it an avalanche, but more so than in any other state, we now have three Libertarian Party representatives, one former Democrat, two former Republicans. He was the first of the three to make the flip. Anyway, just wanted to give our listeners a little background, because New Hampshire is the only state with any state representatives who are libertarians, and we got three of them. So, go ahead.
Correct. But his primary relevance to this conversation is the fact that he is also an advocate of New Hampshire independence.
Yes.
So, he has been looking into different options, you know, in terms of what kind of bill or amendment should be submitted. There was an original line of thinking that there would need to be a constitutional amendment in order to trigger any kind of referendum or anything that
right.
people could vote on. Then there was some thinking by Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, that basically, no, you don't. You could just have legislation that authorizes a non-binding referendum. That way you don't have to get 66% or whatever. Anyway, he's posted an update on his plans, and at first glance, to me, it looks like bad news. He was considering submitting a bill. Maybe he still is.
I think it's too late.
With regard to the constitutional amendment, he says, quote, I held off on introducing an amendment to Article 7 this year of the New Hampshire Constitution because of the Speaker's comments. If I am reelected, I would happily introduce the language that has been drafted, unquote. Now, that's a little bit cryptic, and I emailed him or messaged him on Facebook, I think, to try and figure out what exactly that meant. I haven't heard from him yet. What did you say?
Yeah, what comments is he referring to? That's what you don't know, right?
He said this about a week ago, and this would have been around the time when, you know, the Speaker of the House had just made some comments against NH exit. And had, you know, denounced the people who are running for office.
I don't see why that matters, because the Speaker of the House in this case is leaving his position, isn't he? And besides, who cares what the Speaker thinks?
I know. That's why I emailed Caleb.
Okay.
But again, I just messaged him on Facebook, and, you know, a lot of people, they read all their emails, but they don't get all their Facebook messages,
yeah.
or they read all their Facebook messages, but don't get all their emails, so
right.
it's possible he didn't receive it. But I could, you know, it could take me another week to figure that out. I figure I should just let you know what I do know. And
I think either way, it won't really matter because, as I understand it, the filing deadline is long since passed for next year's legislation.
Isn't there another?
I'm not an expert on this. I'm pretty sure that's what Daryl Perry told me because I'd asked him about that a few weeks ago. I think it opened up in like late August and then closed after a few weeks. Daryl's saying it's closed. He's saying it's closed, Dave.
Okay. That's bad. But on the other hand, I think the bigger picture is something good in that there does seem to be some degree of consensus in at least our small group that you probably could do this without a constitutional amendment.
And in what way would that be exactly?
Well, Sorens thinks it's just legislation. You just need the legislation declaring independence. He thinks that the Constitution already allows it, the New Hampshire Constitution. And the benefit of that would be twofold. First of all, it's much easier to get a constitutional amendment passed.
I would think it'd be easier to get legislation passed.
Easier to get legislation passed.
Okay.
But then also, it's just nice to know that we could get this in front of the people, probably.
Now, this would be non-binding, right?
Yeah, without even having to have a constitutional amendment. So here's the scenario: is that you get the non-binding referendum in front of the people. If they vote in favor of it, then the legislators will feel pretty comfortable making legislation to that effect.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, it's another year out at this point.
Yeah, I would think that if you're talking about breaking the ties that bind New Hampshire to the United States Constitution, it should be more than just a simple majority. It should be something like a supermajority of some sort to do
60%?
That. 60%? I'd say 66 would be the way that I would do it.
Well, you could always tweak it. You could say the legislators could say, look, we're giving this to the voters, and we say that, you know, this is, you can vote on it one way or another, but we are also advocating that the legislators not draft independence legislation unless it goes to 60%, you know, or 55% or what. It doesn't, that way we're not locked into 66%.
I would think that this would be the most effective way to sort of get, you know, to gauge the public and to get the news to the legislators. And you're going to need these non-binding resolutions more than one time in order to take the temperature over time. Yeah, you're not going to get all the information you need.
Obviously you would need it again if it didn't pass. But if it passed with 70% the first time, I wouldn't say you'd need it again.
Oh, well, yeah. And if they had a goose that laid gold bricks up at Concord, they wouldn't need to tax us either.
So you're skeptical that it will be popular?
Highly.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out. I mean, the fact is, this discussion has never really been had in any meaningful sense across New Hampshire because no politician has yet really made this their banner issue. They have not put anything forward in regards to secession because most politicians are cowards. And first of all, most of them aren't interested in secession because they love the United States or whatever. But ultimately, my experience in New Hampshire has been that the people of New Hampshire, the average folks that are here, they seem to love the idea. I mean, just across the board, the responses I've gotten have been so popular. I don't know about you, Dave.
I'm more interested in the people that are on the fence and what conversation it would take to move them off of the fence. That's what I'm interested in.
Because having a conversation at all would help people move off the fence because then it brings up the issue. It gives people the excuse to talk about it. The mainstream media is going to cover it. They're going to want to interview people that know a thing or two about it. So whichever state rep that runs forward with this, someday we will have one of them. Maybe it'll be Caleb next year if he gets reelected. He said he'll do it if he gets reelected, which is it's going to be a challenge because
he's running as a libertarian.
He's going to run as a libertarian. So if he can get elected as a libertarian, that will be very newsworthy on its own. And I wish him the best of luck with that. I think Skype has crashed. Dave, are you with us?
I can hear you.
Oh, you're still there. Okay. Other comments you want to share?
Well, part of the genius of New Hampshire that I've discovered over the years of 12 or 13 years of being here, if you have a what you think is a great idea for a piece of legislation, just sit around for a year or two, and you'll just see it like roll past you in the docket.
Right? That's actually not a good idea. The best idea, if you have a great idea for a piece of legislation, is to go ahead and write it, and then you present it to the liberty-oriented legislators, and you find out if one of them agrees with you and is willing to take it up. That's the best way to do it because these guys are busy. The legislature in New Hampshire, they don't get paid barely. It's $100 a year. Most of them, if they're not retired, they're middle-aged people that are working. They've got a business that they run or they work somewhere. These guys are busy. So that doesn't mean they're against your idea because they haven't implemented it. It's because they're probably too busy to have written it themselves. They've got their three bills or whatever that they think were important enough to put in on their own. But if you actually come to them before the bill filing season, so come to them before the end of the summertime, like before August, basically, and you say, hey, Mr. Liberty Legislature people.
Legislator?
There's more than one of them. There's like a couple dozen of them that are pretty principled liberty people. Say, go to every single one of them that you know of and say, hey, I'd really like this legislation to get introduced. Maybe your legislation completely abolishes the war on drugs or, secedes New Hampshire from the United States or whatever. And if they agree with it, they'll be like, wow, thank you so much for writing this. They might tweak some of the wordage and then they'll submit it. Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight because we can actually do that here in New Hampshire. It's actually possible to talk to these people. More coming up.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.